Why isn't it a day to do it?
Well, because we can help someone. There are days and there are days.
Yeah, but I got...
Good Friday was last Friday. You don't have to last minute.
Where are we, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, there's motion on the floor.
Endless motions to adjourn.
Recess, excuse me.
Have we made a vote on that one already?
Nope.
Yeah, we have. Oh. Your motion recess.
There's another motion.
Pull the lever and find out again. Chief Clerk is in the audience.
Oh, they're doing dilatory motions of recess and adjournment. I want to see if I can just say that this is long enough or whether we need to talk to the joint minority.
There has to be
intervening
action between each motion. So if you want a motion to adjourn, you can, but there has to be some sort of intervening action before another motion.
Oh, okay.
Then it is in order to...
So your present motion is because he adopted the amendments.
Yes.
So your motion to recess is appropriate to be done.
Right, then some other action.
Then we move the bill.
And then another motion to adjourn. Okay.
All right. Stand by, will you? Motion to recess. Royal Clerk, moved by Representative Byer, please move. Call roll, excuse me.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mill?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative Watt?
No.
Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Votes no. Motion fails. Mr. Watt?
Mr. Chair, I move the motion be tabled indefinitely.
That's right. That takes precedent, I believe, over all of them.
Okay. Clerk, please call roll.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Futility.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative
Lundquist? No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mill?
No.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative Watt?
No.
Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Chair Baum?
Votes no. Motion failed. Representative Watt?
Mr. Chair, I move HJR 14 as amended to forward with a due pass recommendation.
Clerk will please call a roll.
Just a minute. Is there discussion on the motion?
I call for the question.
I challenge the question you call. I ask for a roll call of the question call.
Go ahead and call the roll.
What's the motion, please?
I call for the question. We want a roll call.
What are we voting on here?
We're voting on closing debate and moving the bill so the proper vote is yes.
Do you get to speak to the motion?
If you get that's some, yeah, right. Which you've already spoke to in many different ways today, Representative Courtney.
Representative Courtney?
No.
Representative Lundquist?
Hold on a second.
You better explain this thing in detail.
Okay. I moved the previous question.
Mr. Chair, I don't think that just a minute, Mr. Chair. I believe that you is the motion to close that is debatable or even discussable. And you can even discuss it. I don't believe you can. You just got to call a roll call and we go. That's the way it is.
That's your interpretation.
That's
anyway.
Correct. That's correct.
Representative Courtney.
Ruling? The motion to... I moved that we close the ask for the question to get to the vote. He asked for the roll call vote, not the question.
It's a roll call anyway.
That's correct. But that's not what we're discussing right now, Mr. Chair. And we cannot discuss anything right now.
We're discussing.
We're calling the roll, that's that.
Then we got the umpire there to straighten it out.
Yes, we'll close the debate. Okay,
we're all good.
Right.
Continue the roll call.
Yep. Go ahead. Finish the roll. Finish the roll.
Representative Lundquist?
Yes.
Representative Markham?
Aye.
Representative Mills?
Aye.
Representative Roberts?
Excuse.
Representative Watt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer?
No.
Chair Vaughn?
Votes yes. The debate is closed. Please call the roll on the vote.
Representative Milburn?
No.
It's on passage.
Representative Courtney?
No.
Representative Lundquist?
Aye.
Representative Markham?
Aye.
Representative Mills?
Aye.
Representative Roberts? Representative Watt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byer?
No.
Chair Vaughn?
Votes yes.
HGR 14, as amended, has received appropriate majority vote.
You just moved the amendment.
No, the amendment was adopted while you guys...
Without objection.
Without objection.
I don't believe so.
Yep.
I believe you just were acting on the amendment.
No, we acted on the bill.
I moved the bill.
We never moved the amendment.
Yes, sir. An opportunity to object, Mr. Chair. You used the gavel, in other words, you never, there was no opportunity to object.
That's true.
To call the roll to allow objections, Mr. Chair. You arbitrarily put the gavel without allowing objection.
Well, that's the way it happened.
Mr. Chair, I believe the motion was on the amendment.
No, the motion was on the bill. The chair carried the bill. The bill's passed. Dupass recommendation.
Mr. Chair, I move adjournment.
I want to hear the Secretary of State's bill.
Mr. Chair, there's a motion on the...
Okay.
Unless you're going to make a ruling on that, that motion, there's been intervening action, Mr. Chair.
Take a roll call on the motion.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mills?
No.
Representative Roberts? Representative Watt?
No. He said no.
Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Chair Vaughn?
No, motion adjourned fails.
Mr. Chair, I move for a recess.
Motion to recess.
That's out of order, so I'm opening up a public...
Why is that out of order, Mr. Chair?
There's no intervening.
I thought there was intervening action required in case you didn't file the motion to
postpone or
adjourn.
Yeah, it was adjourned, now it's recess.
That's correct, a different motion. It's a different motion, Mr. Chair. He did not repeat the motion he filed. He filed a different motion, Mr. Chair.
Clerk, please call roll.
Representative Corcoran?
Aye.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Lundquist?
No.
Representative Markham?
No.
Representative Mills?
No.
Representative Roberts? Representative Watt?
No.
No.
Thank you. Vice Chair Byer?
Aye.
Chair Vaughn?
No. Motion recess fails. We open up a public hearing now on House Bill 2151. Secretary of State's office to come on up here and talk a little bit about this bill.
Is this a public hearing on this?
Yes.
Chair Baum, members of the committee.
For
the record, my name is Colleen Seelock. I'm the Elections Director for the Secretary of State's office. House Bill 2151 is a housekeeping bill. I think you have before you my testimony. Because of the nature of the bill, I'm not intending to review my testimony even section by section, although I am more than willing to answer any questions you may have. What we have attempted to do in this bill is to make it easier for you as candidates, you as incumbents, the public in general, as well as election officials, to better understand and read Chapter 260. Like any of the statutes over the years, we've done a lot of amendments, and what happens is they get in different places, and when we go to one particular section to find something, we find it spread in a variety of places. This bill only attempts to put things together in a fashion that makes it easier for people to read. The one substantive change that I want to point out that is not just generically moving things around is under Section 7. And it started solely as a housekeeping change, but it carries with it a substantive amendment. Currently, right now, we have under Chapter 260-695, Sub 5, a Class A misdemeanor that talks about no person shall vote or offer to vote in any election knowing that they're not entitled to vote. That fits better, and where we started was to move this to a chapter that deals with all of the prohibitions relating to voting, and that's in Chapter 267-15. Had we just moved it there and done nothing else, that would just be housekeeping. Chapter 260-715 is currently written, however, all of those kinds of violations are Class C felonies. So by moving this current A misdemeanor to Chapter 260-715, it elevates it to a Class C felony. We believe that that's appropriate because the other violations in Chapter 260-715 are already Class C felonies, and it's consistent with that. That is the only substantive change that 2151 makes. The rest of it is just reorganizing the chapter in a way that allows people to find the correct section, find the appropriate meaning. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions about any of the sections, however.
This is kind of the proverbial, that there's such a thing as housekeeping bill?
Chair Baum, there is a housekeeping bill. It's much longer than this. It's in Senate Bill 184. This is the housekeeping bill that we just solely focused on Chapter 260. So the larger omnibus elections bill will be coming forward a little bit later.
Mr. Chair?
Questions? Representative Corcoran.
I move to... No.
I pick the right target for sure.
I know what the targets are. On the Section 7 change, I just can't find the change to Class C felony.
Chair Baum, Representative Corcoran, 267-15, to find the actual criminal penalty, you actually have to go back to Chapter 260-993. It identifies what are Class C felonies. Under 260-993, it references the entire 267-15 section. So all seven of those are covered in a later chapter outlining exactly what the penalty is.
So the major change is no person shall vote or offer. That's still, the change that results in the Class C felony?
By moving 260, let me look. Moving it into it automatically elevates it to a Class C.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here? In the work session?
I don't.
No, we're not.
What?
We're not.
Any further testimony on the House Bill 2151? We might bring you back Tuesday. Because I'd open up a work session, but this bill it might be subject to some unrelated issue stuff, like endless motions type thing. And I just wanted to see the rest of the agenda, which I'm trying to find real quick because I shuffled mine.
Sure. While you're waiting, Chairman, I want to ask this.
Go ahead, ask her.
Lady Secretary Stinnett, unrelated question. This morning's paper said the U.S. Supreme Court threw out the requirement, I think, for signing political literature. What's it do to Oregon?
Chair Baum, Representative Markham, you're referring to a case called McIntyre versus Ohio. It is a very limited Supreme Court ruling that deals with leaflets that are being circulated by an individual. And what that now does is says those leaflets may be anonymous. Currently in Oregon law, it's Chapter 260-522 sub 1 would require that leaflet to have the person's name and address on it.
Did that negate that law?
It now makes our law unconstitutional in that very narrow application. Our attorneys are analyzing it for the more, or for more far-reaching approach to try to understand whether that also makes leaflets that are circulated by groups such as PACs also available to not put their names on it. So it does have an impact on this state, and we are researching that now.
In other words, I could now circulate here in Salem area, you want about Representative Courtney holding up action here with the way you...
Chair Baum...
Trying to slow down the process without having to sign it?
I believe that that is exactly what the Supreme Court said.
Thank you. I was hoping that's what you'd say.
Any further questions of members of the committee of this witness? Don't run off. Any other witnesses out there to testify on this bill? Now, this bill is just fine as drafted.
Correct, Chair.
We'll have a public work session, House Bill 151. Representative Beyer.
Mr. Chair, I'd move House Bill 2151 to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Beyer moves House Bill 2151 to the floor with a due pass.
Is the adjournment motion appropriate?
No, clerk. Clerk, please call the roll.
Aye.
Hold on. Did you say something? Oh.
Write it down in longhand, please.
You call the roll.
Aye.
Corcoran.
Corcoran.
Yeah. Yeah. Courtney votes yes.
Excuse.
Martha.
Aye.
Excused.
Aye.
Vice Chair Beyer.
Aye.
Chair
Baum. Votes yes. House Bill 2151, having received the appropriate majority vote, is forwarded to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I guess the chair will be carrying that unless there's a volunteer. The chair will carry it. Do you want to carry it, Representative Parker? Is there a problem? I think it's probably a good idea if we just adjourn. Any objection to that? We'll bring back those other two bills for next Tuesday's hearing. I'm sorry if did someone come from over 100 miles to talk about any of those other two bills? We don't want to hang you out if you came from LeGrand or Kaiser or somewhere like that. We're adjourned.
Yeah.